Home, sweet home.
Good morning at 11:02. It is 79 degrees in Flemington, and there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 3 p.m. today. Other than that, it will be partly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. On Friday, mostly sunny, high of 81. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Perfect for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and sale. And there's no rain in the forecast until Sunday, when there is a chance of showers Sunday night and into Monday morning.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I can barely hear it. We need a little bippity boppity boo to get the volume up. There we go. Better?
Thank you. Better.
Is there a reason? I know I requested Disney, but is there another reason he picked?
No.
Cinderella?
Nope.
The 1950-something Walt Disney classic. 55 would be my guess. I don't know. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's here. It's finally here. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is this Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come on by and browse the artwork displayed on snow fences while enjoying the sounds of Marshall's Dixieland Band. As Jennifer just told us, the weather is going to be... What word am I looking for?
Glorious.
Jennifer says, marriage is like a deck of cards. In the beginning, all you need are two hearts and a diamond. By the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. The NCB Garden Expo is also this Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library in Clinton. There is a lot to talk about on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about Cinderella a little bit here. So she's about to turn...
Well, she just has. She's just turned the mice into horses.
I was going to ask you these questions.
Okay.
But I didn't know you were watching Cinderella over there. You are actually watching. The dog becomes the footman, right?
Correct.
And the horse, you would think, would be a horse, but he turns into the driver of the horse or something,
yes.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, and the mice turn into horses.
Yes. So I thought that was kind of weird. They already had a horse,
right?
But they turned the horse into something
else.
Well,
they got, now they were, you know, the...
You think those animals will be bitter that they got to be human beings for a little while, then they get turned back into animals?
I don't know. The mouse seemed to be very pleased he was turned into a horse because the cat was trying to catch him.
Right. Classic. Cinderella, the Disney classic. Disney's right in Walt Disney's prime right there, Jennifer. Name another song from this movie.
You're going to take those doors off all by yourself?
That was fast. Someday my prince will come.
Very racy. Go ahead.
Someday my prince will come. Now that's Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, that's Sleeping Beauty. Any other? One more.
Gosh.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
When you wish upon a star. No, I don't know. It's Jiminy Cricket.
I just sang one for you.
Why can't
the classic. Okay, there's not a ton of them in there.
No, but
I thought you might get one. Okay, it's the library show, the art show, Jennifer. It's this Saturday, the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Finally, this Saturday. Perfect weather predicted. We're going to have over 50 of your local Hunterdon County artists displaying their artwork on snow fences on the Hunterdon County Library lawn. The Hunterdon County Library, of course, is located on Route 12 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the county complex. So come by starting at 10 a.m. Come by and browse the snow fences. Maybe rub elbows with some of the local artists, get to know them. It's going to be a nice day to sit out, listen to some fine music performed by Marshall's Dixieland Band, maybe find a nice picture. Our friend Richard Gerstner is going to be there with a lot of his work. He's been very busy, Jennifer.
Did you see one of his latest portraits?
What was it of?
Archie from ShopRite.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So his portraits are always very popular. If you've ever been to the Surgeonsville Inn in Surgeonsville, you've seen Richard's artwork. I believe Richard was one of the winners last year.
He was.
So he'll be there along with students, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. They'll be judged for first place in the category, and then there'll be a best in show prize of $500 awarded to the artwork that's best in show. And there's also a Public's Choice Award, so come by and pick your favorite, and maybe an award will be given on the picture that you think is best. You can play judge, but we'll have three other judges there as well. So it's a fun day to come out and just see all the local talent, Jennifer. Actually, let me just mention, too, in conjunction with the art show, we're having a huge kids' craft day in the new youth services department on the upper level of the library. Craft Rocks. Kathy Monty's been working very hard on this. To get, it's going to be like more than 7 or 8 craft tables going on all different crafts. A lot of fun stuff. I wish I brought some of them. I could have told you which ones they were, but
I know there's something involving a plastic cup upside down, like a wind chime.
You can make some kind of special airplane or something like that. A new design for a paper airplane. There was something. You're going to spend hours just doing that. So don't forget to come see the art show, too. So bring your kids. Bring your family. It's going to be a great day for all. For some reason, here it is. So there's no registration for that as well. It's all ages. It's make and take crafts for all ages in the Youth Services Department on the art show day this Saturday, June 8th. And that's going to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., too. And they're going to draw the winner of the art kit. That kids have been up the last month. Kids have been drawing pictures from their favorite storybook, and they've been entered in a drawing to win their own art supplies, Jennifer. So that will be done that day, too. Actually, this Saturday, June 8th, if you were aliens visiting from another galaxy, and that would be the day to come visit the Hunterdon County Library. So much going on. We have the outdoor art show and sale. We have the big new youth services rooms looking great, and it's going to be full with kids making crafts. We have the homeschoolers have displayed their architectural models, what they've been doing for the past maybe 5 years or so in the lobby. Those things are quite the sight to see. The Hunterdon Watercolor Society has their annual members show in the main gallery, and that's always a great show. And some of them will be displaying out at the art show as well. What else we have going on? What if the alien said, okay, that's great, so this is great, but I hear you have a North County branch library. What's going on there? They wouldn't have us there, Jennifer. We do have something going on there. I mentioned it. The
Garden Expo.
The NCB Garden Expo. It's an indoor event. Actually, I can tell you what's going on there real quickly. A lot going on there, too. That goes from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Rutgers Master Gardeners will be there. The Native Plant Society of New Jersey will be there. Orchid expert Carol Strober, cacti and succulents expert Jeff Van Newkirk, Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association, Invasive Species Strike Team. They have a take a plant, give a plant. Carnivorous Plants with Master Gardeners Connie Dietz and Sandy Gay. The Clinton Conservancy, North American Butterfly Association, and you can bring home your own spiderette plant. So that's all at the North County Branch Library. If you're a gardener, there's time to do both. It's only, what, a 20-minute ride between the North County Branch and the Huntington County Library? And Jennifer's new spiffy new car is probably 11 minutes or something. But it's about a 20-minute ride. So you check out the art show and then go check out. If you're a gardener, you might want to pick the brains of these master gardeners up at the North County Branch. So I'm talking to all aliens listening to our radio program. If you're going to visit Earth, visit it on Saturday, June 8th. Come to the Huntington County Library. Maybe bring home a piece of artwork to your home planet.
And since you're talking about this week, before we go to the first commercial break, I will mention the bookmobile will be stopping at Prowlsville Mill on Friday mornings from 10 to 12 now instead of the school in Stockton. And tomorrow is their first day there. They were at the Arboretum on Tuesdays, which is their new stop. Now they're going to be at the Prowlsville.
Do we have all the bookmobile stops we can go over, the new stops?
We do.
Go ahead. You got it memorized.
Yeah. Tuesday, 10 to 12 at the Arboretum on Route 31. Thursdays we're still in Bloomsbury from 2 o'clock to 3:45 at the Firehouse. And then on Friday mornings from 10 to 2 we're at the Prowlsville Mill. And then this Sunday at the Prowlsville Mill they're going to have a public reception. The New Jersey Equine Artists Association show will be there for the month of June through Sunday the 23rd. And at the reception, Lauren Spiata de Mer will be there with her latest book, Sergeant Reckless, Hero Warhorse. And we've had her do some exhibits in the library, correct?
What's her name?
Lauren Spiata de Mer. She's a children's artist.
You can see her name's artist. Her name sounds familiar.
Yes, we've had her.
Let me see a picture of her horses.
In the showcases. So that is, the reception is this Sunday, so stop by on a Friday and visit the bookmobile, and then after Sunday, visit the Equine Art Show at the Prowlsville Mill. And we will take our first commercial.
We have our own Equine Art Show, too.
We do?
At the Huntington County Library during the month of June, in the entry level, in the lobby cases.
Oh, really?
There's some horse art in there, Jennifer.
Oh, wow.
It's the time to visit the Huntington County Library. Why, you're a fan of horse art?
No, it was empty when I looked yesterday.
You were just down in the lobby with me for 10 minutes. You didn't even notice.
I was doing five other things.
My excuse.
I know. All right, we're going to go to the first. There was so much to see, I didn't know where to stop.
Good answer.
There
good,
you go. You like
catch.
That one? Okay, we'll go to our first commercial break and be right back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business out of time.
Welcome back to the Labyrinth Show.
Talking about horses after we do Today in History.
We have the Belmont Stakes coming up, correct,
Jennifer?
I have
Belmont trivia.
You do?
I do.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's skip everything else and get right to the nut.
And it was just, it was provided by our own Adrian from the Youth Services Department for you.
Really?
Yes, she ran across it.
That's awesome. I feel very blessed. But it's time for Today in History.
Mm-hmm.
This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home or wherever you are questions about events that happened on today. Today is June 6th. You'll probably be able to guess one of the events I'm going to detail. But we'll get to that in a moment. I'll ask Jennifer about these events, see if you know what they are, and I'll ask her, give her names of people who were born or who have died on June 6th in years past, and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Here we go. Let's go back to... I'm in trouble everything. It's dark in here, Jennifer.
Okay.
1832, Jennifer, the June Rebellion in Paris is put down by the National Guard. Why do we remember this event today? Why is this event still in our memories?
Because they made a musical out of it?
That is correct. Victor Hugo detailed the events of the June Rebellion in his book, Les Miserables. It became a huge runaway smash play.
Have you been watching?
Victor Hugo... I mean, somebody put the, that... That's pretty impressive that somebody took a very, very depressing piece of history and made a musical out of it. Like, yes. Victor Hugo didn't make it.
No, Andrew Lloyd Webber did. Have you been watching
that? That's who made it? Andrew Lloyd Webber? Mm-hmm. I have new respect for him.
Have you been watching the PBS Les Mis?
No, what's that? Oh, there's a show. No, I have not. Why, you have been?
No, my father was, and he found a really great quote, and it says something about, maybe you had common sense today, but... You've handed in your resignation. Maybe you had common sense yesterday, but you've handed in your resignation today.
You like that line,
I
huh?
do.
I do, too. Okay, 1933, Jennifer. We're going to play a little game of hot and cold.
You know, are you making fun game? Of me?
No, why?
Because I'm hot and cold all the time.
No, you know how to play hot and cold.
I do.
Okay.
Hucklepuckle Beanstalk.
Jennifer, the first drive-in theater opens in the United States on this date in 1933. Where was it?
It's in New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey, you're warm.
It wasn't in New Jersey?
It was.
Oh, yeah, it was in South...
I needed the city.
It was in South Jersey.
South Jersey, you're warm. That's good. How did you know that?
I'm sorry?
How did you know it was that?
Because when I go to sleep at night, I put the radio on. And every Thursday night, Steve Trevelise does on 101.5 does trivia, and one of his questions is, "The city is the location of the first."
Then you should know this.
But I don't. It's not. But he gives four choices, and people don't always get
it
right.
Can you start spitting cities out?
It's
please?
Not Elizabeth. It's not Hoboken.
No, that's not South Jersey.
No, I know. It's he gives two South Jersey towns. Burlington. It's the other one. Bordentown.
Incorrect. Go further south.
Camden.
Yeah, Camden is correct.
What?
Camden.
Camden.
Is correct. First drive-in theater. Okay, Jennifer, on this date, June 6, 1944, detailed the events that unfolded across the pond.
It was the first wave of the landing on the beaches at Normandy when the Allied forces landed in France to free France from the German occupation. It lasted, I think, 3 days. What else do you want to know? There was a
what was the code name of the Allied invasion?
Shoot. I don't remember.
See, you'd have missed the memo. You'd have been out there going, where is everybody?
I know.
Operation Overlord. 155,000 Allied troops land on the beach of Normandy, France. They break through the Atlantic Wall and push inland. In the largest amphibious military operation in history. Our President Donald Trump is over there, I believe, speaking today.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a lot of ceremonies. I believe the 100 and Harmonizers are over there, too, singing.
Wow.
Yep, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty impressive.
Okay, born on June 6, 1755, Nathan Hale.
He was one of the Patriots, one of the colonial Patriots and revolutionaries during the war. I don't know specifically what he did, because I keep going back to Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys, and that was not him.
Nathan Hale was a spy. Washington sent him to find out the workings of, I forget what the British were doing. The British caught him and hung him. And he said, uttered the famous words, "I have but one life to give for my country," which people are debating whether, people kind of think Washington might have made up that line just to inspire his troops, but they're not sure. But Nathan Hale supposedly said, while he was being hung, right before being hung, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. The great Nathan Hale. Born on this date in 1936, Levi Stubbs.
Levi Stubbs.
Yes.
He was, I don't know, entertainment something.
Entertainment is correct. Levi Stubbs was the lead singer of the band The Four Tops. You know any Four Tops songs?
Can't Help Myself? No.
Can't Help, man. It's The Four Tops.
It
That's
is.
Not the name of that song.
What?
Sugar Pie Honey,
oh, Sugar
Bunch,
Pie, Honey
is in same old song.
Right.
Right. But you're right. That was a... Okay, 1967, Paul Giamatti was born.
He's an actor. He was in a lot... He's in a movie, I don't know, a gangster movie, I'm thinking.
It's been in a million movies.
Yeah.
Most famously, let's see, Sideways. Did you ever see the movie Sideways about the people that visit wine country?
No.
Oh, you probably like that movie, actually. He played John Adams in that miniseries. Okay. Do you see the John Adams miniseries? Really?
No.
Thorough.
Cinderella Man, that's what I'm thinking of. He was the...
He was boxing promoter or whatever.
Yeah, he was a promoter. That's what I'm thinking of.
You liked that movie, huh?
I did.
You didn't see him in John Adams?
No.
Okay, moving on. Died on this date, Jennifer. In 1740, Alexander Spotswood.
Nope.
No idea. Alexander Spotswood was the lieutenant governor of Virginia in the early 1700s. Most famous for hiring two ships and hunting down Blackbeard the pirate.
I'm sorry for your loss.
1799, Patrick Henry died. He didn't get to...
Talk about people who they attribute quotes to. First of all, I have a great aunt who assures us we are distant relatives of Patrick Henry.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is not really true.
Why don't you believe it?
Because I don't believe a thing she used to say.
Why don't you look it up? Do a little research, Jennifer. You know what? You work at the Hunterdon County
I know,
Library.
And I can't find her path. I do not find her path. He also had a great quote attributed to him, "Give me liberty or give me death."
Yes.
And there's also great doubt whether he actually said that or not.
No, he did say that. That's
you
not great
him?
Doubt. He did say that. He often spoke at the House of Burgesses down in Williamsburg, Virginia, and stirred the pot of revolution down there, Jennifer. Patrick Henry died on this date in 1799. Unfortunately, he got to live for about 10 years in the new country. Okay, 1865, Jennifer, William Quantrill died.
He was a Civil War general. How'd I do?
Yes.
Oh, yay. I mean,
how'd you know that? Well that really...
Because
what he was famous
day.
For was before the Civil War.
What's that?
Because he died in 1865.
That's, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, no, he would have been an old man, possibly.
But before the Civil War, he was probably killed.
Okay.
Quantrill's raiders used to ride through Kansas, rounding up escaped slaves. And
oh, like Bloody Kansas.
Yeah, and that was because of William Quantrill. And they would, depicted in a lot of movies. Probably there was a Clint Eastwood movie, I think, that had him. Tom Bennett, but he portrayed in a lot of movies. Run with the Devil is another. Here's my DVD alert of the day. A Civil War movie called Run with the Devil about Confederate soldiers. Tobey Maguire and I forget who the other creepy guy was. But he fought for the, you know, was a Southern sympathist, rounded up escaped slaves and fought Union sympathizers, etc. So probably not a great name in American history. 1968, a tragic day on this date. In 1968, Jennifer, Robert F. Kennedy died.
He was JFK's brother. He was running for president. He was running for the Republican nominee president. He was killed in a hotel in California.
That was a Democrat, no?
Democrat, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, he was assassinated on this date. In 1968, here's one for you, just for you. 1979, Jack Haley died.
The Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
That is correct. What did he die of?
Probably lead poisoning.
Oh, that's not. And then finally, 2006, Billy Preston died.
Is Billy Preston in the Beaters? No.
Billy and the Beaters was a band
that
sang that song, the Family Ties theme song, or that song that was in Family Ties. That was the love song between Michael Keaton and his girlfriend, who ended up getting married in real life, I think. What would you do if I said something at this moment? No? Mm. Billy Preston, though, Jennifer.
He was a musician.
He was a musician. Performed a lot with the Beatles, Jennifer.
Yeah, he was actually only one of five. Sergeant Pepper's.
Only one, no, not after Sergeant Pepper's. It was on the Let It Be album.
It says right here he was in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, the movie.
The movie, Jennifer.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with the Beatles.
Okay.
He's actually only one of five musicians credited on a Beatles album with performing with the Beatles.
Huh.
Billy Preston died on the scene in 2006. And that is Today in History. As Jennifer mentioned, this Saturday, besides being the art show will be done by 3. Then you get home, the way home, pick up something to imbibe and settle in for the Belmont Stakes, the last leg of the Triple Crown. Unfortunately, no Triple Crown is on the line this year, Jennifer. Actually, haven't been won twice in the last 4 years. No Triple Crown on the line this year, but still, engaging television nonetheless. The Belmont Stakes, the historic Belmont Stakes, running at Belmont Park on Long Island. Jennifer, what do you have, the field there or something?
No, it's a quiz about it, but here's the thing. You got to answer the questions in 10 seconds.
I'll try.
It's timed.
Here we go. Jennifer's going to give us Belmont trivia.
When was the first Belmont Stake held? 1866, 1867, 1900, 1950.
1867.
That is correct. Of the three Triple Crown events, which one is the oldest? Kentucky Derby, Belmont Stakes, or the Preakness?
I think it's the Belmont.
It is. The first running of the Belmont Stakes was in 1867 at Jerome Park in Bronx on what day?
On what day?
Yes.
June 6th.
It was a Thursday.
Oh.
In the history of Triple Crown, how many horses have won all three races?
13.
That is correct.
What
was the name of the first horse to win the Triple Crown?
Sir Barton, 1919.
Correct. After the time has run out, you can name them all if you'd like. What's the name of the last horse to win?
Justify, 2018.
What horse holds the stake record for each of the Triple Crown races?
Secretariat, 1973.
Who was the youngest jockey to win the Triple Crown?
Steve Cawthon, unaffirmed, 1978.
Who was the oldest jockey to win the Triple Crown? Ron Turcotte, Victor Espinosa, Mike Smith, Steve Cawthon.
It could be Mike Smith.
It is Mike Smith.
Last year?
If the Triple Crown Trophy commissioned in 1950 but awarded to all previous winners as well, as well as those, is this true or false?
True.
That is correct.
There's a pause.
That's it.
That's it?
That was the end of them.
Oh.
But it was only 10 seconds, and then it moved on to the next question.
Mike Smith is still riding. He probably has a mount Saturday in the race. He's still going. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame probably 15 years ago, and he's probably had a better career since being inducted into the Hall of Fame than he was before. He should be inducted again. Because he's won the Triple Crown since then. He was on Zenyatta since then. Two of his best mounts ever. Okay, what was I going to do? Oh, you want me to name all the Triple Crown winners? Nah, there's people at home are probably getting sick of it. Right. But the Belmont Stakes this weekend, the horse that got bothered in the Kentucky Derby on the turn and lost, but then came back and won the Preakness. He's running again, Jennifer. War of Will. I regret not betting him in the Preakness just because of a son named Will. I bet him in the Derby for my wife. Didn't do it in the Preakness, and I regret it. Will he win the Belmont? He looks to be the best of a mediocre crop right now, though Maximum Security, the horse that was disqualified in Kentucky, has taken up residence at Monmouth Park in New Jersey and might run probably in the next week or so to prepare for the Haskell. So he'll be there.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Did you sign up for the new Hunterdon County Library newsletter, HCL Happenings?
I don't know anything about it, Jennifer. Tell me.
About it. We have a new newsletter called HCL Happenings. If you go to our website, hclibrary.us, on the right-hand side, in the middle, there is a lovely picture of the library, and it says HCL Happenings. Sign up now. Click on it, and it takes you to an archive page where you can view the inaugural edition. And then you can also sign up. And you just put your email address in, and you can sign up for one or two. There's a general interest newsletter and then a youth services newsletter as well. The current newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Who's creating that one?
Joan.
Oh. Is there one of those already?
Not. She's working on it.
Okay.
We'll let you know. The latest one had the news about Hunterdon Community Day, the art show and sale, the Bell Tones, which is a concert coming up next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Headquarters Library, the Garden Expo, the latest movie flyer, Animal Strategies at the South County Branch Library, the summer concert flyer, Lee's Surrender at Appomattox, a talk that's going to be held at Headquarters next Tuesday, a bit about the summer reading clubs, the Universe of Stories, and the new downloadable magazine list.
Has anybody signed up for it yet?
Yes, we sent out 222 last week.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes. So definitely sign up for that. And they're just going to get longer and better.
Thank you, Jennifer. You mentioned the Summer Reading Club for Kids. I have the flyer in front of me. Blast off into summer. The Hunterdon County Library Summer Reading Club starts Tuesday, June 18th at 10:30 a.m. with a kickoff program. There's a space theme this year, Jennifer. Universe of books? What is the theme?
Yes, a universe of stories.
But on Tuesday, June 18th, is the unofficial kickoff, just like Labor or Memorial Day is the unofficial kickoff of summer. I mean, this isn't required to join the reading club, but if you'd like to, ages 3 and up are welcome to come on Tuesday, June 18th at 10:30 a.m. You need to sign up. Arrive early to sign up for the reading club and make some out-of-this-world crafts. Register for this event starting on Monday, last Monday, so you can register now, and you can register by going online at www.hclibrary.us or call the Youth Services Department at 788-1432. And then the Adult Summer Reading
Club.
What's
going to be the main event?
I have the list of...
I
don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
There's going to be crafts.
That's it?
That's all I see. Why do you think there's going to be
usually there's like a concert or there's a fire truck or something. Just curious. Okay.
We'll find that out and get that back. Get back to you before. We'll get back to you next week about that. And then the Adult Summer Reading Club is in full swing now, a universe of stories. You can win gift cards. You can win a grand prize. It runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day, and there's a party on August 19th for everyone who participates in the Adult Summer Reading Club. A summer end party. The club is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So just go online, hclibrary.us, for information about the Adult Summer Reading Club, about the Kids Reading Club, about anything Jennifer and I are talking about. She mentioned the Beltones concert next Wednesday. It's our last indoor concert before our summer concerts kick off in July. The Beltones is an all-girl group. Think of the Andrew Sisters or think of some of those great 50s and 60s girl groups. They'll be performing all those type of songs. So we're looking forward to that. That's Wednesday, June 12th at 7 p.m. Jennifer Winberry herself will be on hand to sign autographs. Maybe she'll join them. Maybe she'll be the fourth voice in the band.
I do not think
so. Have you ever karaoke? Have we talked about this?
No, we never have. I never have.
Not even at home with the hairbrush? Come on.
What do you think I am, Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Everybody does that.
Of course.
Okay, so the Beltones. Next Wednesday, June 12th, and Jennifer also mentioned that the day before, June 11th, a Ulysses S. Grant impersonator will be at the Hunterdon County Library.
And we get rave reviews about him.
Yeah, so. He's really good. So that's 7 p.m. on June 11th. Come here. It's tales about Ulysses S. Grant from the man himself. U.S. Grant. What's his S stand for, Jennifer?
Nothing.
I believe that is correct. It doesn't stand for anything.
Yes.
And so that should be a good program. I'd actually really like to see that.
The director of the Newark Museum, his Ulysses S. Grant, I forget what his last name is, but he comes from a long line of men named after Ulysses Grant.
What do you mean?
That's what his name is.
But isn't his last name Grant?
No, he has another last name.
But his first name is all Ulysses S. Grant?
Yeah. Let me find it.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
That's what it was. Ulysses Dietz is his last name.
Ulysses S. Grant Dietz?
Yes.
That's what you call him?
Ulysses G. Dietz.
Oh.
And the G is for Grant.
Gotcha. It's very strange, but I don't know how you would talk. Somebody would talk to the mother into naming their kid that.
His father did, I guess. It was a whole...
I wouldn't have been able to pull that. Another program coming up. Let me just get a time check. It's already 11:40, Jennifer. I do not have any trivia today.
And yeah, what?
I don't
I
have any trivia.
I was counting on it.
Thursday I will.
Ulysses Grant, he's the great-great-grandson of Ulysses S. Grant. So I guess that's how.
So it's 11:40. Jim Gano will be in 20 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. Advice for you small business owners. Jim's been a small business owner for a very long time here in Flemington, New Jersey. You can stop in and see his shop, Crown Trophy, over in the old Acme Plaza. What do they call that plaza now, Jennifer? Staples Plaza? What do they call it?
No, 100 and something. 100 and shopping center, I think.
Is there a sign out front?
Yeah, it's like on the corner of...
Did you live here when that old Acme sign was up there?
Yes. Yeah. It's on Route 202.
Yes.
There's a sign. And it's electronic, even.
Oh, that's right. Oh, way over there. I hear you. We have a program at the South County branch coming up. Our new South County branch library that moved back to Ringo. So they're hosting programs here and there. They're going to have a program called Animal Strategies with a senior park naturalist from the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation, Laura Bush. This will be on Thursday, June 20th from 1 to 2 p.m. I guess she'll talk about how animals in Hunterdon County live and cope, I don't know, with humans and with how they survive. And basically, Jennifer, what their strategies are.
Why it's called.
I mentioned, and I have it here somewhere, we have new DVDs at the Hunterdon County Library. Every month we add new DVDs to our collection. I haven't done this in a while. I used to read these off every week. Let's just see what we got, if there's anything I've seen on the list. The new feature film's coming. EdTV, I've seen that. That's with Matthew McConaughey. Ever see that, Jennifer?
No.
Where the camera follows him around in his life. Kind of not like the Truman
Goldberg
Show, but a little different. It's very good. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, I believe, is in it. What else have I seen? Nothing. Quiz Show, I've seen that. That's with the where they cheated on the quiz show. Ralph Fiennes, I believe.
I have to tell you, speaking of quiz show, you know I don't have a TV and don't typically watch it. I was in a bar Monday night and they had Jeopardy on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I saw a librarian from the University of Chicago
beat the champion.
Beat the champion.
Yes. So,
and I have to tell you, I think he left his game in the gym. He didn't.
What?
He didn't. I don't think he brought his A game.
It was due to happen sometime. But he won a lot of money.
Yes, he did.
And the other movie I saw on this list, Jennifer, Stardust Memories, Woody Allen movie, filmed in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. Actually, if you ever go to Ocean Grove and see the great auditorium down there, and that there's a big white cross on it that was bought by Woody Allen and placed there. I guess it's a thank you to the auditorium, because the auditorium played, a hotel in that movie. I don't know why. Now, I know for a fact that I grabbed the kids' summer specials.
I have them right here.
The summer special programs, and I cannot find them, Jennifer.
All right, well, I have them.
We're going to have
Up, Up, and Away into Space with Mad Science at the end of June. We're going to have Rizzo's Reptile with Rizzo's Wildlife Discovery. And these shows are presented once at headquarters and once at the North County Branch Library. Quiver Farms will be here with A Traveling Farm. Unbelievable Magic with Doug Wonder. And the Family Stages presents Toad's Escape, and that's going to be based on The Wind in the Willows.
Oh, when they did that little thing around the library?
No, that was the high school. Thespian Group, the 100 and Central Regional High School, came and did a Wind in the Willows once. And they did Mr.
Kenneth
Toad's
Graham.
And Ernest Shepherd did the illustrations. And they did Mr. Toad's Wild Ride through the library. But this is just two people, and they're going to do Toad's Escape.
No longer a ride at Disney World.
Really?
Nope. They took it out.
That's sad. And then we're going to wrap up with Science Tellers presents Aliens. Children must be the age noted above in order to attend on the
noted
flyer.
Noted above what?
In the flyer. It tells you what ages.
Is this flyer posted online already?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
All children and adults must register online in order to attend. Adult attendance is optional, but it is required at Quiver Farms. Children under the noted age will not be admitted. Babies and strollers will not be admitted except to the farm.
To the farm, because it's outdoors. That's kind of a little melancholy for me, because last year when Quiver Farms was here, my grandson was visiting. We were going to Vermont the next day. And he won't be here. He's in Portland, Oregon now.
Yes, I know. I'll tell you how I know later.
How do you know that?
I'll tell you later.
I'll
tell you later.
Why? Why can't you tell me now?
Because I was weeding in my garden and your wife walked by my house.
Oh, really? So why couldn't you tell me that on
the
air?
Well, it's kind of silly that I know what everybody's doing because I'm weeding in the shadows of the garden.
Well, you stopped and talked to her, obviously.
No, she didn't. No, I just heard her as she walked by. And I deduced that your North Carolina son was going to see your Oregon son.
Not see them. They're living out there.
Oh, they're living out there now?
Yeah, I'm not going to see my grandson until he's in high school.
Oh, my goodness. So they moved.
Wow. To Portland, Oregon, Jennifer.
With your other son?
He lives in Olympia, Washington.
Oh, wow.
Which they're close, but they're both out there.
Wow.
And my daughter lives in Vermont. I've scared them all away. It's just me and the wife. Was she talking to somebody on the phone or something?
No, she was with a friend.
Oh, who was she walking? Probably Sue. Short-haired blonde woman?
I don't know.
Or her sister?
No, it wasn't her sister, I don't believe.
Oh, interesting. You should have said hi. She would have stopped and said hi.
You weed a mess.
More than any person in the whole world.
I do not. The weeds have been dreadful this year. I should go to the Garden Expo on Saturday.
If you love weeding, come to my house.
I got more to do.
It's a time of year when the grass grows. You got to cut it every 5 days, and it's just that time of year, Jennifer.
It is.
But it's a great time of year.
It is.
Finally, the weather's nice enough to sit outside. Do you have like a porch you can sit on?
Yes. You just drove by my house.
But like a porch, or do you have a patio too?
The patio. It's not a patio if the tax assessor's listening. It's just a little brick area. But it faces the south side of the house, so it's pretty hot.
Why would they tax you on a patio?
I don't know, but the, like, the day after I moved in, the tax assessor showed up, and he's like, oh, and where's the patio? I'm like, we don't have a patio. Because it's like an extra.
It's not, the tax assessor can't assess,
whatever.
They assess, unless it was covered by the building or something.
Right. I don't know. But anyway, so, no, I don't. I sometimes I sit out there, but it faces the south side of the house, and it gets very hot very
quickly.
And
what is your summer drink of choice this year?
Haven't gotten there yet because it really hasn't been. I mean, typically it's a gin and tonic or a version of.
Oh, yeah? Lori's very into old fashions now.
Is she?
Yes. Is that our telephone?
No.
Oh. Where's that coming from?
I mean, it's the chamber phone, but it's not the bat phone.
Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left. What do you want to talk
about? Oh, let's do some commercials.
Okay. One more round of commercials. We'll come back with something. We don't know what yet, but something.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch. And Jim Gannot will be in a few short minutes.
So let's go off the rails here a little bit. What are your summer plans? What are your summer
plans? Let's go
off
the rails,
Sean. I'm sure you have a trip to New York in the future.
I haven't planned one yet. I really want to get to the Vessel. I've been obsessed with it since I saw them building it.
Vessel?
Have you seen this?
No. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's if you take the High Line, if you're walking on the High Line, it's
yeah.
In the old Hudson Rail Yards. Around 34th-ish and 10th Avenue. It's this honeycomb shaped thing. And it's just like stairs, and you climb really, really high up. Look it up on your phone right now.
It's just stairs and you climb?
You climb.
Exercise equipment?
No, it's just this big. And then you can see all these views and vantage points.
I think that just opened.
It did in March.
Oh, okay.
In March. But 2 years ago, I was walking the High Line. And I saw them starting to build it. And I'm like, what is that? And it's very cool.
Okay, so you're down by the High Line. What else do you like to do when you're in New York there? Where do you eat? Is there a famous
now they
favorite
have a,
place?
They also have the Shed, which is an art venue. and a performance venue in that area. So just whatever strikes.
You got 4th of July plans yet? What are you going to do to celebrate our country's birthday?
I don't know. I'm celebrating my godfather and his wife's 50th wedding anniversary on the 29th.
Okay.
In Toms River.
Nice. Is it a big party?
I don't think big, but biggish.
My parents' 60th is in August. And on my, I think it'll be the first time all my whole family will be together. My nephew Chris, did I ever talk about my nephew Chris that lives in Indiana?
Okay.
Him and his girlfriend are pregnant. They just
congratulations.
Bought a house.
But let me tell you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Any woman will tell you it is only his wife who is pregnant or girlfriend.
No. I got this backwards. They just bought a house in Indianapolis. My nephew Justin and his wife Katrina, who just bought a house in Richmond, are expecting a baby in January.
That's right, but only Katrina is pregnant.
Only Katrina is pregnant, yes, as far as we know.
If Justin is, you can make a lot of money.
So Justin is my oldest brother, Jeff's only child.
So Jeff is
they were living in Baltimore. I don't know if you remember us going to their wedding in Baltimore a couple of years ago.
Yes.
He's a lawyer, and she's a dentist.
I think Jeff she's the brother. I can never remember his name.
My brother? Yeah. Yes, maybe. I don't know. He lives in Charlotte. Yes. Charlotte, North Carolina. I have a brother that lives in Cincinnati and a brother that lives in Sarasota, Florida. Boy, my family. Now I have a son that lives in Olympia, a son that lives in Portland, a daughter that lives in Vermont, a nephew that lives in Richmond, a nephew that lives in Indianapolis, and a niece that lives in Germany.
Wow. You should go visit her.
That's my family right now, Jennifer. My parents still live in New Jersey. But for how much longer?
Where do you think they'll move?
Florida, hopefully.
Why?
Because they're getting older, and I think it'd be good for them.
What do they think?
They want to.
Okay.
Well, this is kind of a not the place. I know they're not listening. If they are.
Hi, Fern, if you're listening.
Yes. No, my mom's a big beach person. They've been talking about it, but I want them to do it while they still can enjoy it, right?
That's right. Yes, I agree. Okay, so what is Jim Thatcher going to do? What are his 25th wedding anniversary plans?
I have no plans right now. We have no money. So we didn't accumulate much in 25 years. We just bought that house, that's why. We'll do something.
But there's so much.
Probably Vermont, Vermontish.
But there's so much to do at the Hunterdon County Library in the summer.
There it is. We've got a lot of staycations for us this summer, so we'll be around.
You have a lot of concerts.
Meet me at the filling station. I think we're going to go to the filling station like this Saturday. Have you ever been downtown Flemington?
I have not.
Let's meet down there for a drink this Saturday.
I have church.
What about Lone Eagle?
Lone Eagle? Are you doing trivia there?
No, we're doing it a couple times over the summer. Yes. But Lone Eagle? Meet us there for a drink sometime.
Okay.
I'm actually doing trivia this Friday for somebody out in Somerville. The Irish American group. What are they called? The Hibernians.
Hibernian Society. Do you have Irish themed trivia for them?
It's a couple of not real Irish, but yes, kind of. I can't give it away.
Okay. Are you going to bring it next week?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to bring that trivia next week?
Yes, I will have trivia for that. And I have trivia next Wednesday at the Moose, so I'll have tons of trivia next week. It's 11:56, Jennifer. Maybe we can get Jim Gannot in a seat a minute early here.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. And remember, this is the last Sunday we're going to be open until Labor Day.
Is your library always there for you?
Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.